You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
Left-wing leaders killed and journalists arrested marked the beginning of the week in Honduras. Without much explanation, the de facto regime in Honduras decided to lift the curfew it had imposed on the country since President Manuel Zelaya was ousted on June the 28th. In a radio and television address today, the coup perpetrators announced the measure had already achieved its goal, so it was lifted. The day before, international media reported that two leaders of the leftist party Unificación Democrática were killed, Roger Iván Bados and Ramón García. Besides their death, two peaceful demonstrators were killed by snipers while they were demanding the reinstatement of the democratically elected government of Manuel Zelaya on the day the president tried to come back to the country, but the de facto government prevented his return. Also during the weekend, several foreign journalists claimed the Honduran police arrested them for several hours without warrants or justification. The first journalists detained by the police were from Venezuelan network Telesur and from the television channel Venezolana de Televisión, though the police argued that the reason to arrest the journalists was that the car they were traveling in had been reported stolen. One of Telesur's journalists said that a police officer told him they should leave the country soon because there was nothing to report there, and faulted the Venezuelan president Hugo Chavez for the political crisis in Honduras. On Sunday, the police arrested a group of foreign journalists in their hotel, claiming they had immigration problems. Besides, international news agencies like AFP reported that migration officers went around the hotels with armed, hooded police officers, going over the migration situation of the foreign journalists. Meanwhile, the Costa Rican President Oscar Arias announced that next week he would resume the mediation between the constitutional and the de facto government of Honduras, which started last week in San Jose without major developments. Zelaya continues saying that his return to Honduras is non-negotiable, a position supported by the international community. Several experts have pointed out that the cutoff of international aid is vital for the de facto regime, as the country would only be able to continue in this situation for some months. It is possible for a government to resist in the current circumstances for more than 6 months. Wilfredo Giron, professor of economics of the Universidad Nacional Autónoma de Honduras, told AFP.
You're listening to Real World News.